Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 10th. Today's devotion is entitled, Set Free to Sing Praises to God. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 9, verse 33. Now these, the singers, the heads of fathers' houses of the Levites, were living in the chambers of the temple free from other service, for they were on duty day and night. The chronicler wrote to God's people after their return from exile to remind them of their covenant identity and God's restoring grace. Among the restored Levites were singers who had been set apart from other temple duties so they could devote themselves to leading God's people in praise. Their day and night ministry likely referred to their continual responsibility to be available for worship, especially at the morning and evening sacrifices, according to David's instructions that you can find in 1 Chronicles 23:30. Worship was not an afterthought or mere preparation for sacrifice. It was an essential expression of covenant life. Through Jesus Christ, this calling has been wonderfully expanded. No longer is praise entrusted only to a select group of Levites. Christ has made all believers a royal priesthood, calling us to offer a sacrifice of praise to God and to present our bodies as living sacrifices. Our whole lives have been set free for worship. Because Christ has set us free from the guilt and penalty of sin, we've been set free for a life of worship. We can honor Him not only with songs on Sunday, but with grateful hearts, obedient lives, and joyful praise each day. Whether we gather with God's people or serve Him in our daily work, we can remember that we've been set free to sing praises to God. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank You for restoring us through Your Son and giving us the privilege of worshiping You. Fill our hearts with gratitude so that our words, our work, and our lives continually bring You praise. Help us to live each day as living sacrifices that honor You in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen.